Godsymptology Podcast.
Hey, welcome! This is the very first Godsymptology Pagan Podcast episode. My name is Jackie, and I will be hosting this show. And this episode will be talking about Coventina. Have you ever heard about this goddess? Yes? Cool. She's not very famous as other goddesses, but she's as important as. And have you never heard about her before? Okay, I'll be introducing you to Coventina, and I'm sure you love her. Just wait a minute, I'll be right back, and I'll tell you all that I know about Coventina. Are you a pagan? Are you a witch? Are you a druid? Go to www.cafepress.com/gods and myth. You'll find everything you need for pagan everyday life. Magia's Pagan Web Store brings you everything you need to show the world you are a proud pagan. Hey, do you speak Portuguese? This is not impossible. This is the sixth language people speak more in the world, so if you speak Portuguese, join me at Magia's Podcast, the pagan podcast in Portuguese. Just give it a try. You can be better than you think in Portuguese language. Join me, Jack, at Magia's Podcast. magiaspodcast.1br.net, the first Brazilian pagan podcast.
A Closet Pagan Podcast brings you the best in pagan linens. Okay, maybe not. In actual fact, I am a pagan in the broom closet talking pagan life behind a veil of secrecy. What do you do when you live with four people that you don't want to know you're pagan? Where on earth can you hide all your books and tools? What do you say when someone walks in on you in the middle of a nude ritual? The answers may or may not lie here at A Closet Pagan Podcast with your host, Owlstorm.
This is definitely not your mother witchcraft.
I don't know. The best spell I ever did for employment was the get an application and fill it out and turn it back in spell. That one worked really well for me. If a guy couldn't fall in love with me without a love spell, is he really the guy? I don't know. I love being pagan, but sometimes I'm a witch and I'm proud. That's me, the witch in the city. Join Serenity for Witch in the City, where we discuss all things pagan. It's talk for the modern pagan.
This is Ananta Androscoggin. You're listening to Jackie, host of Gods and Mythology Pagan Podcast. A member of Proud Pagan Podcasters.
Gods and Mythology Podcast.
And I am back. Well, all the time you hear this Gods and Mythology Podcast, all these voices, means that I'm returning. You just had the promise for Magia's Podcast, which is my podcast in Portuguese. If you speak Portuguese, give it a try. Then, A Closet Pagan Podcast. I love the way she made that promo when she says in the end, All Star. And last but not least, you had Serenity with Witch in the City. All these podcasts are members from PPP, which stands for Proud Pagan Podcasters. Our website is paganpodcasting.com. There you can find another podcast. You can download all the promos. And please support this great organization. Now let's talk a little bit about Coventina, shall we? Well, Coventina is the Celtic goddess of water and springs. An important bridge goddess who also was worshipped by the Romans and with some Roman influence. but Celtic in origin. She personified a holy spring that had healing powers. Resting serenely on river's edge, surrounded by fairy dust illuminating the night sky, Coventina partakes of the healing waters. The ancient Celts worshipped Coventina as the most potent of all river goddesses. They often made offerings of coins and trinkets to her in hopes of gaining inspiration and prophetic powers. She is known from multiple inscriptions at Caremburg on Hadrian's Wall. A monumental carving and bas relief were found with her name associated with three nymphs. She was a water nymph on a leaf pouring water from a vessel. Coventina was the queen of river goddesses. The Celtics believed that the power of the river deity could be seen and felt. She was closely associated with England's Caldew River. Like other river deities, she represented abundance, inspiration, and prophecy. The coins offered to her appear to be sacrifices made in hopes of sympathetic magic. In Scotland, she was also the goddess of featherless flying creatures, which may have represented some type of blockage to passing into the other world. There is also evidence of her having been worshipped in Celtic Gaul, where reliefs have been found depicting her reclining of a floating leaf. She is referred to in inscriptions as Augusta and Sancta. Coventina is usually portrayed as a water nymph, naked and reclining on lapping waves. Her sacred spring was at Brocolitia, a Roman fort on Hadrian's Wall. Here, votive offerings were made to the goddess at her springs. Usually, money, pins, and pearls were thrown into the well. Over 13,000 Roman coins were found in the well. Coventina was also popular in Aquae Sulis, a town which is now called Beth. She was worshipped in Beth along with two other British goddesses, Sulis and Nemetona. A Mithraeum and a Nymphaeum, which is a monument consecrated to the nymphs, were built close to the fort of Coventina's well. Excavations revealed several inscribed altars, some with depictions of Coventina in typical Roman nymph form. Excavation also revealed a large quantity of coinage, from early Augustan coins to those of the late 4th century and other votive objects such as brooches, rings, pins, glassware and pottery. These are assumed to be votive deposits due to the quantity discovered in a single location. At least 10 inscriptions to Coventina are recorded from Caremburg. Several stone altars contain a dedication to Coventina, as did two pottery incense burners. One of the inscriptions is Deae Coventinae Tedecos Conia Neves Prico Ibat Elm. To the goddess Coventina, Titus Cosconianus, perfectus of the first cohort of Batavians, freely and deservedly dedicated this stone. Well, I'll drink some water and I'll be right back.
This is Ananta Androscoggin. You're listening to Jackie, host of Gods and Mythology Pagan Podcast. A member of Proud Pagan Podcasters.
Do you know a lot of gods? Do you know a lot about gods? You don't know anything about gods? Well, anyway, it's okay. Join me, Jackie, I'll be talking about gods. Well, I'll be learning and sharing all that I know about gods. You can do the same. Just join me. Gods and Mythology Pagan Podcast. Let's explore together this marvelous world of gods, goddesses, and mythologies. I'll be waiting for you every Sunday morning to talk about gods and mythology at Gods and Mythology Pagan Podcast. www.godsandmythologypodcast.1br.net. And now I'm back. The songs you heard in the background while I was talking about Coventina were Jean Duarte, Todos Nós Viemos da Deusa. It's a Portuguese version of We All Come From the Goddess. The second was Rosine Colvin, Ladybugs, Pax the Dux. Don't forget, go to www.godsandmythologypodcast.1br.net. This one is the number, and vote for our next goddess. We have Pele, which is the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes. We have Iara, which is the Brazilian mermaid. And we have Hecate, which is a great Greek goddess, also known as Witch's Goddess. Don't forget to vote. And if you want to support this podcast, you can donate any amount. Any amount will be deeply appreciated. You can find a link, a PayPal link for donations on this podcast website. Another way is advertising. If you'd like to advertise here, go to our website. You'll find information there. And of course, you can download the promos and use the promos on your podcast. Another way to support this podcast is going to www.magia.podiomatic.com. I'm going to spell that. It's www.magia.podiomatic.com. Just by visiting the page, you help me go to a better location. Right now, this podcast, Gods and Mythology Podcast, is on third place on religion and beliefs. Thank you so much, all of you, for that. So don't forget, magia.podiomatic.com. By visiting the page, you are helping me. And if you like it, what you heard about Coventina, you can go to www.encantedart.com/coventina.html. It's www.encantedart.com/coventina.html. There you can purchase a Coventina's picture. Thank you so much, all of you, for downloading this podcast, for listening online. May the goddesses bless you. And I hope you can download it next time. I'm sorry for the delay. It was supposed to be uploaded on Sunday. Today is Monday. But I had some problems and I could not upload. But next Sunday we'll have our next podcast. You can vote up to Thursday to our next god. And if you did not like the show, send comments. If you like the show, great, send comments. Send mail. Just keep in touch. Go to the website. We have shout box. Leave me messages. I love receiving messages and emails. And if I did say anything wrong, if you know about Coventina more than I do, it's perfectly normal. We all have our favorite gods and pantheons. If you know anything that I don't know, tell me. It's going to be my pleasure to correct any information and any mispronunciation. As I already told you in the first episode, I am not American, as you could see. Of course you could see. Now, I'll leave you with the song Warrior Queen from Kellyanna. Well, we meet again next Sunday. Blessed be you all. Thank you for downloading. Bye.
Died here with honor today. Warrior queen with my sword by my side. I can't remember the names of these men as they cover my body with furs. Now I am floating up over the land, leaving my body. Grove to the land of my birth. They will make me a funeral pyre where my bones turn to dust and my flesh turns to me.